Manuel again, waiter of the year at 40 Towers. Please, now you listen very good to what happened when Polly and Manuel is in charge of hotel for weekend.
Hello, 40 Towers. Yes? Yes? No, this afternoon, that'd be fine. No, it's 16 Elwood Avenue. 16? That's it. Thank you.
Can't put these outside, eh, Flavia?
Polly, this is where we'll be if you need us. There's the number. So if Mr. Stubbs wants to know anything when he comes, just ring. But don't, if you don't have to, love. It's the first weekend we've had off since Audrey had her hysterectomy.
Don't worry. I know what they've got to do. Oh, somebody called about a garden gnome.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's in and they're going to deliver it this afternoon.
Oh, good. Golf shoes.
Good morning, Major.
Very well, thank you.
Now, does everyone know about dinner tonight?
I think so.
But you'll be able to manage breakfast tomorrow, will you?
Oh, it's just the ladies and the Major.
Where are those shoes?
One moment, please. I will get your bill. Get your bill.
Manuel, get your bill.
I will get your bill.
Get. Go.
Get. Good.
That's it.
I will get your bill.
Polly, oh, Manuel, put those in the case. You... Will you come in,
please? Ah, now, Manuel.
Oh, one moment, please. I will get your bill.
What?
I will get your bill, see?
What are you talking about?
Listen, no, please. Today, we have beef, bill, or sausages. Bankers.
Look, shut up.
Eh?
Shut up.
Oh, she, shut up. Yes, I understand. Yes.
Will you please shut up?
See, I shut up.
Now, while we're away...
Shut up.
Shut up! Now, while we're away, gone, clean the window.
Okay?
Oh, look, cuando nosotros somos away. What's away in Spanish?
Huh?
You know, away. Away!
Oh, sí, sí.
No, we're away, clean the windows.
Green.
No, no, look. Clean the windows.
Morning, Porter.
Morning, Major.
The windows.
See, look.
Oh, Mr. Corky.
Ah, good morning, there it is.
Ezra and I think you're a very naughty boy, don't you, Ezra?
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Going away for the weekend and leaving us all alone.
Ah, yes.
Ah, but we know where you're going. The cat's out of the bag.
You and your wife.
Well, it's only Fenton.
I will have a lovely time. He could do you good. You need to get away from things.
Yes, well, we're going together.
Don't you worry about us.
Oh, all right. Now, you know the men are coming to do some work here?
Oh, yes.
So you have to go to Glen Eagles for your din-dins tonight.
Yes.
Yes, and Polly will be in charge if you need anything.
Oh, we'll have a lovely weekend. And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Oh, just a little breeding, surely. Well, I must buzz off now. Polly, I have asked you, please, not to leave your strange drawings lying around the place. I mean, I'm sorry, what is this supposed to be?
Oh, can I have it?
Would you give me that stapler, please? I mean, what is the point of something like that?
No point.
No point?
Well, what's the point in being alive?
Beats me, you're stuck with it, I suppose. Would you give me the stapler?
You don't go on at me.
The stapler!
Sorry.
I mean, what's the matter with you today?
Didn't get much sleep last night.
Well, they are leaving you in charge.
I didn't do it to spite you, I promise.
Oh, good. Well, you're not awful tired then, will you?
40 Towers? Basil.
Who is it?
It's Mr. O'Reilly, Basil.
It's odd. Must be about the garden wall. Hello, O'Reilly? Now, look, when you get me to finish our garden wall, we are sick and tired of having that pile of bricks blocking the... Listen, I told you not to call. You know my wife thinks Stubbs is doing the doors. Well, what time will they be here then? All right, 4 o'clock. Now, listen, if there's any problems, tell your men to get Polly to call me. You understand? Next week's definite, then, is it? Oh, good. Well, that'll be nice, won't it? I mean, we waited for that wall about as long as Hadrian. No, Hadrian. The Emperor Hadrian. He had a wall. It doesn't matter. I'll explain next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You don't really believe all that, do you, Basil? We've been waiting 4 months. Why should he do it now?
Oh, I think he will this time, dear.
You'd used such...
We'd have had a huge bill.
Look, you get what you pay for. O'Reilly's a cut-price cock-up artist.
Oh, Sybil.
Now, he may pay a little more.
A little more?
Yes, a little, but he does a really professional job, and he does it when he says he will. You'll see. When's he coming?
Oh, about 4 o'clock, I think, dear.
And you're going to wear that jacket, are you?
Yes, I am, thank you, dear, yes.
You just haven't a clue, have you?
You wouldn't understand, dear. It's called style.
Yeah! They're here, Basil.
How fabulous.
Do try to be agreeable this weekend, Basil. Now, have I got everything?
Handbag, knuckle dusters, flick knife.
Come on, Basil, don't hang about.
I'm just coming, dear.
Quick, Polly.
Now, Polly, the men will be here at 4 o'clock. You know what they're doing?
Well, they're footing the door through to the kitchen.
Down the bottom of the stairs and...
And?
And blocking the drawing room door.
Blocking it?
He's blocking it off, girls. So we get a bit of privacy away from the plebs. Don't you take anything in? Where's my cat? And one other thing. When the men come, there won't be Stubbses. There'll be O'Reilly's. Where is
it? What? O'Reilly?
Yes, yes.
Does Mrs. Porty know?
I don't know. Probably. I wouldn't mention it, though. They don't quite hit it off.
But
together.
You know
that? I have to change it. Stubbs has got a virus or something.
But she said you were never using him again. I don't want to be...
Look, he's sending his best man. All you have to do is take a quick look when they finish. All right? Any problems, call me. Right? Have a nice weekend. Goodbye.
If she asks me, I'll tell her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Polly, so much. Yes, I've always been a great admirer of you.
And suddenly now my friend Polly and me is in charge of best hotel in England. She very nice. She make painting of me.
Oh, that's wonderful, mademoiselle. Just hold it a second.
Okay.
I quiero subir para dormir.
Oh, no, please. You must speak me English. It's good. I learn.
I want to go upstairs in a moment.
Okay.
I go upstairs.
Ah, she is easy.
For a little sleep.
It's difficult.
For siesta.
Siesta? Little sleep?
Yes.
Oh, same in Spanish.
When O'Reilly's men come, you must wake me.
When O'Reilly's men... Oh, si.
No, mademoiselle, listen. When men come here, Senor O'Reilly...
Ah, when men come?
You come upstairs and wake me up.
Yeah.
Despiértame.
Ah, si. When men come, I subiré a tu cuarto a despertarte.
Antes que empiezan a trabajar aquí, si?
Comprendo.
Finish.
Eh? Oh, good.
And now I, Manuel, am big boss of everything.
Manuel! Manuel Towers, how are you? It's nice today. Good. Goodbye.
Well, suddenly a man come in, and he carries big dwarf with pointed hat for garden.
Oh, good day. Hello, how are you?
Number 16.
C16, but no eat.
What?
16 is free, but not possible.
Is this number 16?
No, this lobby, 16 upstairs on right.
Who's in charge here?
No, charge later after sleep.
Where's the boss?
Boss is, I boss.
No. Where's the real boss?
Okay.
The generalissimo.
In Madrid.
Look, just sign this, will you?
Si. 16.
What?
You want room 16?
No, I don't want a roommate. I'm just leaving him, right?
You want room 16 for him?
Yeah, with a bath, you dig old twit.
You mad. You pay for room first. You're crazy. Oh, room 16, no room 16. No, no pay, no room 16. Faulty Towers, how are you? Nice day. What? No. He not here. Very, very sorry. Goodbye. Good day now.
Ah. Hello, men. You are men.
You what?
You are men.
Are you trying to be funny?
Huh?
I said, are you trying to be funny?
Only this bud not here. You are men with Orally.
What?
You Orally men.
What does that mean?
You Orally.
You watch it.
Where Orally?
What's he going on about?
He means O'Reilly.
What? Oh! Yes, that's right, yes. We are Orally men.
Think he's a plank. Please, I go, you wait. You wait too, please.
I am remember what Polly said to wake her when Orally men come.
Polly.
But she's very fast asleep, and I think it's okay. I can handle them very good. So I go back to reception.
Hello, Faulty Towers. How are you? It's a nice day. Oh, you again. No, I see he not here. Very, very sorry. Goodbye.
Come.
You man know what to do?
Oh, I think so. This is the dining room.
You are certain you know?
It looks pretty straightforward. We just got to block this one off.
Yes. Oh, you can now listen. He not here. How many times? Where are your ears, you great big half-wit? He not here. Listen.
Oh, Mr. Faulty. I'm very sorry. Is you? Yes,
It's me, Mr. Fogby. Polly, no, she very busy.
Men, yes, men are here. Men are work. You work, men. Yes. Yes, man with beard. Please, which one is man with beard? Him. Si. Him. Ag. Ang. Si, comprendo. Si, one moment, please. You are a hideous orangutan.
Suddenly, man hit me very hard.
Thank you very much.
But next morning, Mr. Fogby come back and he no very happy.
Polly! 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 Manuel! Polly, what have you done with my hotel?
What?
Look!
Oh, it's nice. I like it here.
Stop.
You're hurting me.
What have you done with my dining room door? Where is it?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? I left you in charge.
Well, I had some sleep.
You fell asleep?
Well, it's not my fault.
You fell asleep and it's not your fault?
You forgot to wake me.
Who forgot to wake you?
It is my fault.
Manuel, I knew it. Why not?
It's not really his fault.
Well, whose fault is it then, you cloth-eared, bint, dillet, cocktails?
Well, you hired O'Reilly, didn't you? I mean, we all warned you. Who else would do something like this?
I beg your pardon?
You hired O'Reilly.
Oh, I see. It's my fault, is it?
Oh, of course.
There I was thinking it was your fault because you'd been left in charge. Or Manuel's fault for not waking you, and all the time it was my fault. Oh, it's so obvious now. I've seen the light. Well, I must be punished then, mustn't I? You're a naughty boy. Don't do it.
Mr. O'Reilly, how are you this morning? Oh, good, good. No rare diseases or anything. Oh, I do beg your pardon. Basil Fawlty, you remember? The poor sod you do jobs for? Well, now, how are things your end? Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, how would you like to hear about things my end? Oh, well, up to your usual standard, I think I could say a few holes in the floor, the odd door missing, but nothing you can't be sued for.
Good morning.
I beg your pardon?
Good morning.
One moment, please.
Would you say good morning?
See?
I see.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Hey?
What you do now?
Myself breakfast.
Ah, let's see you then.
See? Where is door? Door is gone. The door was here!
Where,
Oh, I'm Mr. Fawlty, knocked my head on wall. Where was door yesterday?
What? Oh,
good morning, Major. I'm so sorry. I'm afraid the dining room door seems to have disappeared.
Oh, yes. So it has. It used to be there.
Yes, well, I was silly enough to leave the hotel for a few minutes.
Yes, well, these things happen, you know. Now, I wonder where it's got to. Don't worry, it's bound to turn up. Oh, have the newspapers arrived yet?
Not yet, no, Major. Manuel, will you please show the Major how to get in the dining room bar the kitchen?
It's difficult.
Oh, Major, will you please show Manuel how to get in the dining room bar the kitchen?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Come here. Come on, what do you mean?
Now, look here, everybody. I want my dining room door put back in. This other one taken away by 1 o'clock. Do you understand? No, I don't want to debate about it. If you're not over here in 20 minutes with my door, I shall come over there and insert a large garden gnome in you. Good day.
Sorry, Mr. Fawlty, but my man just won't work on a Sunday, and that's the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, how long's it going to take you?
Well, I'm working as fast as I can.
Well, it better be fast enough. I mean, she is here in 4 hours.
See ya.
What?
Brewed a cup of Brenga.
Oh, lovely.
He hasn't got time to drink that now.
Biscuit?
Oh, these look good.
Come to me now, will you get on with it?
Look, look, look. This lot here, an hour and a half. This one, easy. Lick a page, 1 hour. What time is it now?
8:50.
All right, 8:50 and 2.5 hours is plenty of time. Give us a visit.
No, you can have one of these down the door. Polly, take them away. You can have that piece finished for the door, too.
The trouble with you, Mr. 40, is that you worry too much. You keep it up like this and you'll have a stroke before you're 50. Stone dead, you'll be.
Suits me.
That's a dreadful thing to say.
Not at all. Get a bit of peace.
Don't be so morbid. The good Lord made the world so that we could all enjoy ourselves.
Look, my wife enjoys herself. I worry.
Well, let me tell you, if the good Lord meant us to worry, he would have given us things to worry about.
He has. My wife. She will be back here in 4 hours and she can kill a man at 10 paces with one blow off her tongue. Oh, I suppose not to worry.
Just remember, Mr. Fawlty, there's always someone worse off than yourself.
Is there? I'd like to meet him. I could do with a laugh.
You just have to worry for the both of us. I'm telling you, if the good Lord...
He's mentioned once more, I shall move you closer to him. Now, please!
What is it here?
Hide!
What?
I'll try and get rid of a hide.
Where?
In there. I'm trying to stall. Oh, God help me. Hello, Sybil.
Hello, Basil.
Well, you finished your golf earlier.
We haven't started yet, Basil.
Where are you going now?
Happy steps.
Oh, don't do it. It's a lovely day. Let's go for a walk. We haven't done that for years. Oh, Sybil, I nearly forgot. You're not going to believe this. Let me show you. There. Look at that. There's stumps for you. Cool. Mind you, I warned you, but still, a reputable builder like that.
Stumps?
Wicked.
Where's O'Reilly, Basil?
Ribbon.
Where's O'Reilly?
O'Reilly?
Yes, O'Reilly.
Sybil, you never cease to amaze. I mean, just because of this, you automatically assume it has to be O'Reilly, right? I mean, you just assume that I have been lying all along, right? I mean, what? Why O'Reilly?
Because his van's outside.
Well, he's here now. Of course he's here now. He's got to clear up this mess that your Stubbs has made. That's why his van's outside. On a Sunday, I mean, that's what I call service.
I agree.
You do?
Yes. But if Stubbs has made this mess, then I think they should come and clear it up.
Well, yes, but I mean, there's no point now that O'Reilly's here, dear. I mean, we want it done straight away.
Yeah, well, there's no point in paying money to Mr. O'Reilly when Mr. Stubbs would have to do it for free. I'll call him now.
Well, he won't be there on a Sunday, dear.
Well, then I'll call him at home.
Getting a bit of chip from the old leg this morning. Not to worry. Anyway, I called him at home, and he's not there.
When did you call him?
Oh, first thing before I called O'Reilly.
Wasn't that rather early for a Sunday?
Well, I called him just a few minutes ago, just before you arrived. There's nobody there. Oh, yes, hello, Fawlty Towers, yes. Who? Yes, I think you'd better have a word with my wife. Somebody from Mr. Stubbs, dear.
Hello, Sybil Fawlty. Well, it is a complete mess. Well, could you come straight round and put it right? Would you like to deal with this, Basil?
So you see, we could possibly manage it for at least 3 weeks. But if you want it done straight away, I suggest you try someone like, what's his name?
O'Reilly?
Bravo, Polly. Well done, girl. But listen, where are you speaking from?
She's in here with me, Basil. Well, I should have told you.
Is that somebody there trying to pretend that they're from Mr. Stubbs' company? What sort of game do you think you're playing? I mean, really, could you believe what some of these people do, Sybil?
I am going to make you regret this for the rest of your life, Basil.
Well, fair enough, I suppose, but I think Stubbs is partly...
Basil! Don't you dare give me any more of those pathetic lies.
Oh, right.
What are you pretending for? Did you really think that I would believe that this shambles is the work of professional builders? I mean, people who do it for a living.
No, not really, no.
Why did I trust you, Basil? Why did I let you make the arrangements? I could have seen what was going to happen. Why did I do it?
Well, we all make mistakes, dear.
Stick together, you never learn, do you? You never, ever learn. We have used O'Reilly 3 times in the last year, and each time it has been a fiasco. That wall out there is still not done. You got him in to change a washer in November and we didn't have any running water for 2 weeks.
Well, he's not really a plumber, dear.
Well, then why did you hire him? Because he's cheap.
Oh, I wouldn't call him cheap, Sybil.
Well, what would you call him then?
Well, cheapish, but I mean...
And the reason he's cheapish is he's no bloody good.
Oh, sir, you're doing such a... I mean, he's not brilliant.
Not brilliant? He belongs in a zoo.
Oh, sir, you've given anyone the benefit of the doubt.
He's shoddy, he doesn't care, he's a liar, he's incompetent, he's lazy, he's nothing but a half-witted, thick Irish junk.
Ah, hello, Ryan. How funny, we were just talking about you. And then we got on to another Irish bill that we used to know. Oh, God, he was... Oh!
I was talking about you, Mr. O'Reilly.
Well, you dear, I thought you were talking...
Come, Mrs.
Vorty. I'm coming.
Oh, dear me, what have I done now?
That and that.
Not to worry, I'm putting it right.
Not to worry?
You've heard of the genius of the lamp, Mrs. Vorty. Well, that's me.
You think I'm joking, don't you?
Oh, don't smile.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Mrs. Vorty, I like a woman with spirit.
Oh, do you? Is that what you like?
I do, I do.
Oh, good.
Now, Sybil, that's enough.
Come on, then, give us a smile. I have seen more intelligent creatures than you lying on their backs at the bottom of ponds. I've seen better organized creatures than you running round farmyards with their heads cut off. Now collect your things and get out. Never want to see you or any of your men in my hotel again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to speak to a professional builder. Hello, Mr. Stubbs? It's Sybil Vorty here. I'm sorry to disturb you on a Sunday morning. We have a slight problem with a couple of doors we'd like you to take care of. When do you think you could come round and take a look at them? Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That'll be fine. See you then. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Well, I think I shall go over to Audrey's now, and I shan't be back till the morning. Oh, Basil.
Yes, dear?
What is that doing here?
It's your garden end, dear. Isn't it nice?
Well, don't you think it would be better in the garden?
Yes, dear. Good idea.
Oh, no. Basil, put him back. On second thoughts, I think I'll leave him in charge. I'm sure he's cheap, and he'll certainly be better at it than you are.
Have a nice day, dear. Don't drive over any mines or anything. Where are you going, O'Reilly?
Would you please
take your tools back and continue with the work?
Well, I caught in view of what Mrs. Forshee was saying.
You're not going to take that seriously, are you?
Well, I thought I might.
You thought you might? What sort of a man are you, O'Reilly? Are you going to let her speak to us like that?
Well, she did.
No, she didn't. She thinks she did, but we'll show her. We're not just going to put that door back and take that one out. We're going to close that one off and put that one through as well. We're going to do the best day's work you've ever done, O'Reilly.
Mr. O'Reilly worked very hard, and everything is fixed good. The next morning, I am look for Mrs. Forty at front door.
Morning, Forty.
Ah, morning, Major. Papers are here.
Ah, good.
Notice anything new, Major?
Another car strike.
Never mind.
Morning, Major.
Oh, good morning.
Never mind.
Oh, right. Ah, you found it. I knew you would. He lost it, you know.
Miss O'Reilly, she come out. She come out. Quick, quick. Morning, dear. Did you have a pleasant evening, dear? Very good. Ah, Mr. Stubbs, my wife says there.
Good morning, Mrs.
Forty. Oh, Mr. Stubbs, this is most awkward. I'm afraid I have to apologise. My husband has put me in rather an embarrassing situation once again. I was going to ask you to do some work here.
Yes?
But I was away last night, and when I came back just now, well, it appears to have been done.
Everything all right, dear?
Oh, I see.
I mean, it'll probably all fall down by lunchtime.
Oh, do you think so, dear? Well, let's ask a real expert. Do you think it'll all fall down by lunch, Mr. Stubbs?
No,
Mr. Stubbs wouldn't agree with you on that one, dear.
It's a very good job.
Oh, did you hear that, dear? Very good job. Oh, none of us likes being wrong, dear. I certainly don't. And then we knock through this door here, and we close this one off.
What did you use? RSJ.
And no, 4x2. Not bad, Ada. And not expensive.
No, I mean for the lintel. Did you use an RSJ? You know, an iron girder. Or did you use a concrete lintel?
No, a wooden one.
But that's a supporting wall.
What? Quite. Well, thanks very much for coming over this morning.
Just a minute. You mean that isn't strong enough?
That's a supporting wall, Mrs. Forty. You could give away at any moment.
Any moment?
Yeah, go down the floors above. Look, keep this door shut so that I can get Screwjack to prop it up before the bloody lock comes in. I don't know, cowboys.
Basil!
But Mr. Forty, he march out of house and he take under his arm garden dwarf with very pointed hat.
OK, You're going to see Mr. O'Reilly, dear?
I think I might go to Canada.